p.m. Eastern, tip-off 5 Central, so stay tuned for that. Later on tonight, the nightcap, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central, Cooper and Henderson County with the final quarterfinal. The winners of Sacred Heart and Bethlehem and Cooper Henderson County will meet tomorrow at 1:30 in the afternoon. That's 12:30 Central. The championship game will also be played tomorrow, Saturday, March 16th, right here at Rupp Arena, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Sacred Heart going for their fourth consecutive state championship. Bethlehem hoping to upset them. On the call tonight, two great former Moorhead State University, well, not former, they're still involved with the school. One is our color analyst and expert commentator, Julie Muntz. She is in the MSU Athletics Hall of Fame. And the voice of Moorhead State University Athletics, Chuck Baraz, will have the play-by-play call. Chuck will bring us the pregame thoughts of the respective head coaches for Bethlehem and Sacred Heart. Coming up, this is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A-Metal.com.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Welcome back to Rupp Arena and the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Round two action. It will be Bethlehem taking on Sacred Heart. We're joined by Jason Clark, the Bethlehem head coach. And first of all, Jason, real good win for you guys in the first round.
Yeah, I was really pleased with our team yesterday. They played with a lot of energy and a lot of effort. You know, this time of year, it's you kind of got to dig in and grind them out. And it was a good game for us to get by. I know it's a whole different animal today, so you got to put that one in the rearview mirror and move forward.
Well, and you had a tough one in the first round, too.
Yes, Pikeville's a great team. Got great players, great coaching. That was in the rearview mirror, like I said earlier there, and we know what we got to do here against this very good Sacred Heart team.
Well, your defense was awfully good in that game.
If anybody's followed us all year long, we've struggled a little bit on that end of the court. Yesterday, you know, I've been telling them for a long time that you're going to have to dig in eventually on that end of the court to get where we want to try to go. And I was really pleased with the girls' effort in the second half. First half, we were still the same old Bethlehem that we've been all year. In the second half, it kind of sunk into them that we needed to get stops, and we was fortunate enough to get them.
You know, I was looking at some of the scores from all the games, I guess, in the tournament. It's been a low-scoring tournament.
I agree. You know, defense wins championships. I guess that old saying goes, you know, offense sells tickets. So, you know, it's defense is the key. You know, you talk to any coach, defense is the key to victory. And, you know, hopefully we can keep that going this tonight.
Is it also about when you're on offense really valuing the possession, making sure you get the shot you want?
You don't want to shoot yourself out of the game, so to speak. So, yeah, you know, you got to take care of the ball, limit your turnovers. And, you know, if you got a good shot and your teammate has a great shot, you probably ought to pass it and give them a great shot. You know, it's simple stuff there. But, I say some of it is just the value in the possession of the ball more so.
You mentioned something to me that caught my ear a moment ago before we got on the air, is the fact that that was just the second win at the state tournament for Bethlehem. So now you're trying to go where no Bethlehem team has ever gone before.
Yes, sir. And we've got a very tall task ahead of us here tonight. So, if one thing I know about my team, that we're not going to back down, and we're going to give it our best effort for sure.
Well, your impressions of Sacred Heart, three-time champion, very good basketball team again.
You just said it right there. I mean, there's no more to say about it. You know, they're probably arguably one of the best dynasty-type teams that's been around in this area for a long time in this state. So, you know, we know what we're up against, and we'll be ready for the challenge.
The keys for your team?
Got to limit our mistakes. It's going to be hard to, handle, I mess her name up, Paleo, AP, whatever they call it. Yeah, whatever her name is. I'm not very good with names, but, you know, we have to kind of limit her paint touches the best we can, and just value the ball, you know.
All right, Jason, good luck.
Hey, thank you.
Jason Clark, the Bethlehem head coach. I'm Chuck Mraz. More coming up on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Each 8-ounce glass of milk contains 13 essential nutrients like 4 B vitamins to help you stay energized and 8 grams of high-quality protein to help you refuel and build lean muscle. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit TheDairyAlliance.com. TheDairyAlliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Welcome back to round two of the Girls Sweet 16. Bethlehem taking out Sacred Heart. We're talking with Sacred Heart head coach Donna Moyer. Donna, pretty impressive victory in that first round against GRC. I mean, you're down by 9 at the end of the first quarter, and all of a sudden, you know, things not looking good. You turn that game around.
We did, and, we cranked up our defense a little bit. I thought Coach Graham did a great job. He gave us some different looks, took Kennedy Stamper off the point, and, that's something that we hadn't seen, and they really pressured us, but the second quarter, we turned it up and hit some shots, and Angelina got going inside, so that was good.
Did you make any changes, or was it just about talking to them and saying, hey, we need to ratchet up the intensity?
We had to increase our intensity, and then we had to get organized on our break. You know, their press was bothering us a little bit, and we got organized on our break, and we're able to get some scores off that too.
Well, Angelina Paleo had a wonderful ball game for you guys.
She did. You know, she got a double-double. She's kind of the it factor. She's a tough matchup. She's got great hands, keeps the ball up, scored for us, and she passes out of the post too. You know, they were double-teaming her, and she can pass out of the post pretty well too.
Got into a good rhythm, too, offensively as the game went on.
We did. You know, Zakiya hit some big shots. You know, Claire Russell, you know, she's always moving. Her and Reagan are always moving. You know, they got some baskets. And, you know, the second half, Tootie and Z hit, like, back-to-back threes. It was kind of fun and kind of opened the game up for us.
Well, we talked about the fact that you're three-time defending champions here at the Sweet 16. But at the same time, your girls knowing that, is there sort of that expectation, yes, we can turn this thing around?
You know, yeah, I think the confidence that they have in each other and the confidence, you know, like Z's going to find anybody. If you're open, she's going to get you the ball. And obviously she draws a lot of attention, but she, you know, she gets as much joy in making an assist or, you know, good pass as anybody. So, but I think the confidence and having been here before has really kind of helped us that we didn't panic, you know, when we got down and we just tried to take it one play at a time to get back in the game.
Bethlehem tonight,
yeah. I mean, they're a good team. They're very well coached. You know, we're pretty familiar with a lot of the girls on the team. You know, I know I've said this before, but they beat us in the state. I'm the athletic director, too, so I know this, but they beat us in the state soccer tournament. They've got several girls on that team that, you know, played in that, so they know how to win, you know, and they know they do what they need to do. So it's going to be a tough matchup tonight.
Keys for your team?
You know, we got to handle the pressure. You know, I think they'll press us a little bit. And, you know, we've got to, you know, do a good job on their post and defend the three.
And that's Sacred Heart head coach Donna Moyer. I'm Chuck Mraz. More coming up here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump & Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump & Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
We are your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Time now for your Clark's Pump & Shop starting lineups. It's Sacred Heart, three-time defending champion. Here in the Sweet 16, taking on Bethlehem, the fifth region champions. First of all, for Sacred Heart, 28-7 on the year now under head coach Donna Moyer after their first-round win over GRC. The lineup, two guards, two forwards, and a center. Tootie Jordan, 5'3 freshman, will be one guard. The other is Zakiya Johnson, a 6-foot junior. Claire Russell, 5'8 senior. And Reagan Bender, 5'10 senior, are the forwards. In the middle will be Angelina Paleo at center, a 6'3 senior.
for 27-8 Bethlehem, which knocked off Pikeville in round one. Jason Clark's lineup, four guards and a center. The first guard is Ashlyn Miles, a 5'7" and a half senior. Her sister, 5'7" junior Tessa Miles, is one of the other guards, 5'5" senior Kenzie Clayton. The third guard and the fourth guard is Carly Thurman, a 5'7" senior. In the middle, one of the great players in the state of Kentucky, Leah Macy, a 6'2" junior, 31 points and 17 rebounds in Bethlehem's first-round win. That's your Clark's Pump and Chop starting lineups, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. Here's Julie.
For Sacred Heart, Coach Donna Moyer has 801 career wins. Let's see if she can have 802. Keys to the game is to establish an inside-out offensive connection, turn up the defensive intensity, and force turnovers. For Bethlehem Banshees, Coach Jason Clark, be physical and aggressive. You also need to win the 50-50 balls and must execute on the dribble drive offense.
And those are our Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned. Later in the broadcast, we'll name them. Right now, we'll pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Sacred Heart on the floor along with Bethlehem. Sacred Heart, the white uniforms, navy blue numbers and letters, and some red trim. As for Bethlehem, the black uniforms tonight, royal blue lettering and numbers, and some gold trim. Macy in the center circle going up against Angelina Paleo. Paleo 6'3", Macy 6'2". Pretty good matchup right there. Bethlehem will travel right to left on your radio dial. Sacred Heart the other way, of course, and the opening tap controlled by Bethlehem. Here's Miles driving to the hole. Ashlyn Miles, a short shot, missed it off the glass. Paleo a rebound up the left sideline midcourt to Jordan. Jordan right of the lane, Claire Russell. She'll back it out to set the offense up. High left to Johnson, far sideline, Jordan. Back to the hash and Russell. To Bender coming out around the left. Jordan a bounce and Zakiya Johnson over wide left to take the short feed. Toward the left corner, Russell on the catch. Back to the cutting, Johnson, the pass tip, she got it. Turn seven-footer, no. Rebound inside the lane, Leah Macy. She'll lead the breakout the other way. It's two-on-two. All the way down, tries it with the left hand, side of the iron, wouldn't go. Bender the board for Sacred Heart. Long feed all the way down the floor to Paleo. Bobbled it, lost it, got it back, and lays it home. And that's your first right-way auto glass off the glass shot of the evening.
Yeah, that's a tremendous pass down the floor to Angelina Paleo from Reagan Bender.
2-0, Sacred Heart. Thurman drives inside the right hash. Threw it out to Ashlyn Miles, knocked away by Jordan, but taken back by Miles. Left hash to Tessa Miles. Far side Thurman, catch and shoot three. Bangs it off the rim, it wouldn't go. In the paint, the board, Claire Russell. The bounce and the head up the right sideline to Jordan. Jordan down low baseline left to Bender. Had the leap and catch there. Now backs out along the wing to the near side, and Jordan throws it to the right block, and Paleo. Back to Jordan toward the corner. She'll shoot the three. Clank, no. Left block rebound, Bender. Sacred Heart resets with Johnson at the left side. Straight away, Bender. Bender can't get in there to Jordan coming to the free throw line. Back out high left. Johnson, baseline. Seven-footer hit by Russell.
Outstanding job by Sacred Heart as they were able to pass the ball around to find the highest percentage shot in the back door.
4-0, Sacred Heart. Leah Macy toward the right elbow on the dribble. Turns, spins, and takes it to the goal. Off the glass and in. That was another right-way auto glass off the glass shot.
She just makes that shot look easy. Just picture-perfect spin move.
4-2, the score. Sacred Heart with the lead in the ball. Bender out front to Jordan. Jordan calling the play just inside the logo area. Thurman gives her about 7 feet. Popping out left wing for it, Russell. She'll step into an 18-footer and knock it down.
Yeah, there was no defense on number 12, Claire Russell.
She's got four. It's 6-2, Sacred Heart. 5:28 to go in the first. Thurman works the dribble out front. High right to Tessa Miles toward the corner. That's Kenzie Clayton with a three-pointer. Missed it. Tessa Miles, the rebound. Put back, yes, off the glass for five out.
Yeah, Sacred Heart's got to block out on those shots and locate those rebounds.
6-4, Sacred Heart's lead sliced to two as the Valkyries play offense. Wide left, Bender, far sideline, Russell.
Russell dancing at the wing, picks up the dribble toward the corner, down the far side to Jordan. She'll curl back out to her right, stop high left, bounce left of the lane.
Ooh.
To Paleo, down low, cutting Jordan, but she missed the layup. Rebound, Bethlehem. Thurman with an offensive end. Left hash, Tessa Miles to Sister Ashland toward the right hash. Trying to spread out that Sacred Heart man-to-man. Bethlehem works the ball. It's Macy toward the top of the key on Zakiya Johnson. One bounce left side, Thurman. She'll drive the baseline into a double team. Hand it off inside, trying to get it to Ashland. Miles knocked away, and it's stolen now by Sacred Heart. Zakiya Johnson one-on-one to the goal with a layup and count it over Tessa Miles.
Zakiya Johnson, she's just one of those girls that can beat you down the floor and awesome in.
Tessa Miles trying to answer with a short shot from the lane. Missed it. Put back drive by Macy after the rebound. No. Straight away, Tessa Miles for three. Off the iron, no. Rebound kicks off the hardwood left corner. Tootie Jordan picks it up for Sacred Heart. She'll push it down the floor near midcourt. She's fouled by Thurman, who got too much of her body into her.
She did.
And Thurman with the first foul of the game on either team. Comes with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. And Sacred Heart up 8-4.
That's one thing about Carly Thurman. She is very quick and shifty, but she's going to have to beat Tootie Jordan down the floor and be able to cut her off and make her change directions.
Left sideline inbound offensive end, Russell to Jordan. Back to Russell at the wing. Coming out right to left, Bender up top. Right elbow, Jordan. Backs up free throw line, double team, near side, Bender. Bender plays it down with a left-hand dribble, takes it down the paint, lost it, got it back. Triple team to Paleo to the right side to Johnson. Knocked away, stolen by Tessa Miles. Clayton had it to Macy toward the near corner. Ashland Miles. And back out it goes to Tessa Miles. Down low, tipped away from Leah Macy as Bender got a piece of it and knocked it away and out of bounds. And this will be Bethlehem basketball, baseline left to inbound.
Bethlehem never did really get a handle on to be able to set their offensive setup. Coach Jason Clark was trying to like get his team to say, settle it down.
Off the screen from the corner. Thurman misses a triple. With the rebound and putback try, Ashland Miles may have been partially deflected. Paleo had it to Johnson. Down the floor, stolen by Macy at the free throw line. Three on one. Macy, Euro step to the goal with a left-hand layup. Floor rebound. Rolling toward the far sideline, and
dribbled
it'll
out
go out of bounds.
Yeah.
Clayton had an opportunity to try to save it, couldn't quite do it. 8-4, Sacred Heart, 3:05 to go in the first. Tootie Jordan, unguarded to the timeline, now across. Thurman waits for, backpedals a bit, right side at the arc, Russell on the catch. Head of the key, Paleo. Paleo sets her feet, turns and fires a three and drills it.
Yeah, that's one of the, she's a 6'3" center who can shoot the three. Bethlehem's got to get a hand in her face.
She's got 5 points, 11-4, Sacred Heart on top. Ashland Miles out front, driving on Bender to the right elbow. Got it back to Macy, but stolen by Johnson. Stolen back by Tessa Miles, who tries a shot off the side of the glass. No rebound, Russell up the near sideline. Jordan, Sacred Heart will push. Left of the lane, Bender to the goal with a scoop and score.
I think Jason's going to call for a timeout. Good call there.
Bender's first 2 points, 13-4. Sacred Heart off to a fast start, up by nine with 2:23 left to go in the first period. Let's go to Carl.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. A little bit about these two schools. Sacred Heart of Louisville was established in 1877 and is rooted in the Ursuline tradition. It's an all-girls high school, enrollment 736. As for Bethlehem, located in Bardstown, the roots go back to 1819, the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth, who founded the elementary school there for Bethlehem. And the enrollment now in the high school, it's a co-ed school, 300. So there you have it. Sacred Heart and Bethlehem on the court, though you'd never know what the size is because the size of the heart is what counts. Back to you.
Oh, there's rumors that Carl had a job as a bricklayer for that Sacred Heart building project. We'll have to ask him about it next break. Macy will inbound to go the distance right to left, 94 feet, drops it into Thurman. He and E.A. Diddle, his old pal.
Uncle Diddle.
Thurman at the right hash, turning left between the circles. Goes to Macy, popping out at the right wing on Johnson. She'll play it to the deck. Has the ball stripped out of her hands. Johnson with the steal. Johnson down the floor to the cutting Bender to the block to the goal with a left and count it.
Yeah, Sacred Heart is doing an outstanding job beating the opponents down the floor and being able to muscle the shots in. Excellent job.
That's a jailbreaker fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Thurman, right side to Tessa Miles, back out to Ashley Miles, knocked away on the hardwood. Bender stole it, got it to Russell, ahead to Jordan. Jordan all the way down. She'll lay it up and in, knocked down as she hit the shot, and the foul, she'll get a free throw.
Tootie Jordan, the freshman, sensational guard, with a nice layup.
Ashlyn Miles with her first foul, second on Bethlehem. It comes with 1:38 to go in the first period, 17-4, Sacred Heart. We have a timeout. Again, 1:38 to go in the first, 17-4, Sacred Heart on top of Bethlehem at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond, and the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Traditional Bank is participating in the Welcome Home Program, providing eligible homebuyers with grants up to $25,000 to help with down payments and closing costs. The program aims to support honorably discharged veterans, surviving spouses, and active duty military personnel, along with other qualified homebuyers. Funds are limited and will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Learn more about the Welcome Home Program today at traditionalbank.com/welcomehome. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Almost perfect basketball. Getting out on the break. Getting back on defense. Getting deflections. They have forced 3 Bethlehem turnovers. Tootie Jordan with a free throw down at the other end. Hits it. Now she's got 3 points after she converts on the free throw. That was part of a 3-point play. It's 18-4 Sacred Heart. Tessa Miles across the line to Carly Thurman, who holds and now moves off the screen by Macy, gives it to Macy at the right wing, angles in, left side, Tessa Miles on the catch. She'll take it to the paint on the drive and then back out to the far wing. Turn, shoot from 3-point, land and connect.
Fantastic shot by Tessa Miles.
She's got 5. No one came out to pick her up, no. So she said, well, I'll just go ahead and take the shot then. Bender at the left wing, left of the lane, Paleo, high left. Johnson for a 3-ball,
wow.
Swish.
Phenomenal shot by Z Johnson.
She's got 5. 21-7, inside a minute to go. Sacred Heart leads here in the first quarter. Bethlehem spreads the floor offensively. Right hash, it's Clayton. Clayton to Macy, coming left to right toward the top of the arc. Moves in free throw line. Triple teamed, right side to Clayton. To Thurman, baseline. Tessa Miles pulls up for the 15-footer, wouldn't go. Russell the rebound for Sacred Heart. Baseline left to Johnson. Down the floor, over Bender's head in the right corner. I'm not sure Wilt Chamberlain could have come up with that one.
Zakiya Johnson's going, my bad, I'm so sorry.
Well, we know she's got an arm. Maybe she can work in relief. 21-7, Sacred Heart leads. The Sacred Heart just the second turnover. Macy is yet to score, gives it to Tessa Miles up top, left side, Clayton. Clayton throws it inside the lane, turning and shooting and hitting was Macy for her first points.
Yeah, she just does a great job being able to find the gap and the seam and on the defense.
Take it back, that's her third and fourth points. 21-9, those Sacred Heart leads. Paleo over Macy, the hook from the baseline. She scores it.
Yes.
She's got 7. And that's the end of the first quarter. Second round of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. We're done with one quarter of play. It's Sacred Heart 23, Bethlehem 9. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Second quarter starts. Sacred Heart leads Bethlehem at the Mingy Beef Jerky. Girls Sweet 16. Quarterfinal round action. 23-9. Johnson far side midcourt to inbound. Front side to Jordan at the logo. Thurman will be her defender. Right wing Bender. Bender back out to Johnson straight away. Left side Jordan. Right to left toward the left elbow. Claire Russell will. On the catch, she'll work it out to the hash to Jordan at the side. Free throw line pass. Paleo caught the deflection to Russell. Reverse layup, it's in.
Outstanding teamwork. They just passed the ball really well.
Russell was 6, 25-9. Sacred Heart, Macy on the right angle drive. Baseline left, got it to Clayton, who blew the gimme layup. Rebound, Johnson. She'll push the other way, left to right for Sacred Heart. Stop. Wide left, near side, Russell open from 16. Yes.
They just make it look easy. That mid-range jumper is deadly.
They are shooting from the field almost 79%.
Wow.
The Valkyries are. 27-9. They lead. Thurman out front on Jordan. Inside the right hash, Tessa Miles. Tessa Miles down the wing. Inside to Ashlyn Miles. Take it out of her hands. A steal for Johnson. Down the floor, right wing to Jordan. Left of the lane, Paleo to the goal with a layup and a miss. Whistle foul, so get two free throws.
You know, one thing that's happening with Sacred Heart is they're just doing an unbelievable job running in transition. So the Banshees are going to have to send at least two guards back before that even happens.
Kenzie Clayton, her first foul, first of the quarter on Bethlehem. Emily Howell about to check in for Sacred Heart, the 5'9 senior. Paleo, two free throws, first one kicks off the back of the rim and out, no good. Paleo, a 64% free throw shooter on the year. Pounds it down, takes her time, looks up, right hand push. This next one will rattle and spin down the drain good.
Looks like we got a sub coming in for Sacred Heart number 24, Emily Howe.
She comes in for Paleo as Sacred Heart goes a little bit smaller. Bethlehem will try to take advantage, trailing 28-9. 6:43 to go in the half. Thurman toward the left hash off the screen from Macy, driving to the right block to the goal with a layup. Oh, she got there but couldn't finish. Macy, the offensive rebound, putback try, blocked away by Johnson, and a foul on Sacred Heart.
Claire Russell.
And that's her first, just the first foul of the game on the Valkyries.
Leah Macy just does an unbelievable job being able to establish the position for to get the rebound, and she just is just head and shoulders above a lot of post players her age.
She cans the first of two free throws, now has 5 points to go along with three rebounds, as we talked about in the first round game, 31 points, 17 boards. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Russell the rebound for Sacred Heart. Gives it to Jordan, who will turn and come the other way, left to right across the line. Thurman backs off. Left wing coming out, Howe. Howe moves in, left corner, Jordan. She'll catch, fire a three, check that. That was Johnson for the triple, and she drilled it.
Johnson is showing her range.
8 points for Johnson. 31-10, Sacred Heart.
Thurman now bounces the ball off her foot as she was guarded quickly by Bender at the right hash. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's a turnover for Bethlehem. Sacred Heart gets it right back.
Bethlehem is just struggling to try to get their offense going, but Sacred Heart is putting an unbelievable amount of pressure.
They're just 4 of 18 from the field, 22%. Right wing Bender. Bender tries to back, turn left, back up toward the near hash, out to Jordan to her left. Jordan, high left, far corner. Russell, wide open, steps into a three and rims it off, no good. Right block rebound. Ashlyn Miles for Bethlehem, weaving through traffic to the offensive end. To the right hash, to Clayton. Clayton dancing back. Down the sideline to Thurman. Right corner, Ashlyn Miles. Back to Thurman. Ball tipped near side. Tessa Miles has it. Far corner. Thurman catch and shoot three. She nails it.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Banshees need, is a nice three-point shot by Carly Thurman.
Her first bucket, but it's still 31-13 Sacred Heart. 5:15 to play in the half. Johnson out front. High left to Bender. Down the wing to Howe. Bouncing there, works it back out on the dribble. High right to Bender. She'll shoot a three ball. Off the iron, off the glass, no. High in the air for the rebound. Ashlyn Miles, the sister Tessa Miles. Here comes Bethlehem. Left corner, Kenzie Clayton along the near wing to Macy. High right to Thurman. She'll split two defenders, drive in. Her shot blocked from behind by Emily Howe, and there's a foul on Sacred Heart. And it will be Howe with the foul, just her first and just the second of the game for Sacred Heart, and also the second of this quarter. So Thurman, 85% free throw shooter with two chances here. The first one up and in. And Paleo checks in for Tootie Jordan for Sacred Heart. With 4:53 to go until the break, 31-14. Valkyries in front of the Bethlehem Banshees. Next free throw, also nothing but net by the excellent free throw shooter Carly Thurman. She's got 5 points. Johnson down the right sideline, takes it down the near wing. Standing dribble there, turns left. She'll jump into a three-pointer. Rims off, no. Off the iron, off the glass, no. Macy the rebound, midcourt, right sideline. Thurman, possible two-on-one. Thurman to the goal, blocked from behind. Another foul on Sacred Heart. Two more free throws for Thurman.
That's one advantage that give to Carly Thurman, is she is such an unbelievable an athlete that she is in great shape. She had been named Miss, Miss Soccer of the state of Kentucky, and she just does a great job beating you down the floor.
Howe's second foul, third for Sacred Heart. First free throw for Thurman, rattles out, no good. And Howe comes out, replaced by Tootie Jordan after a brief time on the bench for Tootie. Thurman takes her time with the next free throw, shoots it up and in. She now has six. It's 31-16. Bethlehem cuts the deficit to 15 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Tootie Jordan down the far sideline, offensive end, turns right toward the top of the key. Down low, cutting. Johnson catch off the glass and in.
That's an outstanding athletic move and pass from Tootie Johnson to Zakiya Johnson for the tip-in.
Johnson with 10. Now at the other end, Tessa Miles has her pocket picked by Claire Russell, and Tessa Miles just fouled her as she tried to steal the ball back.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was a pretty good foul, because, again, Sacred Heart had already had the numbers to try to beat them down the floor in transition.
Tessa Miles, foul number one, number two on Bethlehem in the second quarter. Tootie Jordan, after the inbound from Claire Russell, walks it up the floor, unguarded, comes across the timeline, up top, drives the left arc. Pitches it out high left to Johnson, covered quickly. Right to left out front, Bender. Spinning down the right side of the lane to Russell. To the right side of the lane, Paleo. Taken right out of her hands by Thurman, who gets right around Paleo. Around Russell, left of the lane, Miles to Macy. Layup, it's in.
Excellent, excellent job sharing the ball.
7 points for her now. Long feed down the floor to Paleo, is knocked away and out of bounds. Thurman got a piece of it, and then it hit Paleo and went off the goal standard, so Bethlehem forces a turnover, trailing 33-18. They're trying to push the tempo a bit and force the action. Good defense there.
Mm-hmm.
Bethlehem offensive end. Pass down low, Macy double team, fakes two defenders in the air, but has a shot partially deflected by Johnson. Russell has it. Midcourt right sideline, Bender spins left on Tessa Miles, back to her right, high right, near side of the lane, Paleo back to Bender with a scoop and a miss. And the ball out of bounds, and I think it's Bethlehem basketball once again. 3:16 to go in the half, and Bethlehem working hard trying to get back into this ball game, trailing by 15. Thurman toward the right hash on Jordan. At the sideline, turns left off the pick by Macy, returns it to Macy at the right side, knocked away by Johnson. Macy gets it in the corner, down low, trying to whip it off to Clayton. It's deflected out of bounds. Bethlehem will keep it, and it will be the Banshees basketball. When we return, we have a media timeout. 2:58 to go in the first half. Your score at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 is round two action. 33-18, Sacred Heart leads Bethlehem. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Daly, 2024 Kentucky Teacher of the Year. If you've ever been in a classroom, you know that educators are difference makers. They teach our kids to dream and to achieve those dreams every day. Now's your chance to make a difference for an educator who's had a positive impact on your life or the life of your kids. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. Nominate your difference maker at KEA.org.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
33-18, Sacred Heart leads Bethlehem in this round two Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 contest. Under 2.5 to play in the second quarter, the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Let's go to Carl.
In the timeout huddle, Bethlehem head coach Jason Clark telling his team, we've got to do a better job with our transition defense, just as Julie Munson had been pointing out on the air. Bethlehem not getting back quick enough to stop the Sacred Heart fast break. Also, the Banshees, and they've been doing a better job lately, need to find a way to finish on the offensive end to have a real hope of getting back in this ball game. Right now, 15 points down, 2:58 to go, first half.
Chuck? Sacred Heart shooting 67% in the first half. Just about 29% for Bethlehem. Bethlehem does have the ball on the offensive end with the baseline right inbound. That will be Kenzie Clayton to put it in. Clayton looking, holding, Paleo right in her face. Left block to Tessa Miles. She'll dribble it back up, wide left, cross court, far side to Clayton. Out it goes to Thurman, near side, Tessa Miles, catch, shoot, three, rims off, no. In the paint, the rebound, Paleo to Johnson. Johnson weaving around through traffic to the right wing to Claire Johnson. And she gets tied up with Tessa Miles, and Miles will have a foul. Her second. Number three on Bethlehem. Comes with 2:43 left to go in the half. Bender, right sideline inbound for the Valkyries. Drops it into Jordan. Jordan surveys the traffic. And that Bethlehem defense rolls down the right arc, outside the near side of the lane, to Johnson, back to the corner, Jordan for three, in and out, no, fight for the rebound, Claire Russell flies in there, gets over Macy, shoots up a shot, bottom of the iron, no, Macy the rebound for Bethlehem, skips it ahead. That's Ashlyn Miles, she tries to get to the goal, she's tripped up by Jordan, who will have her first personal foul. And for Sacred Heart, number four of the second quarter. Not a shooting foul. Clayton, right baseline to the near or far elbow, rather Macy. Macy turns, splits a double team in the lane, 13-footer. Spins out, no. Johnson, the board inside the paint for Sacred Heart. Midcourt, left sideline, Jordan. Left block, Paleo on Macy. Free throw line, Russell. Backs it up between the circles. She's defended by Ashlyn Miles. Behind her, left to right, Jordan, or rather Johnson, to Bender. Back to Russell. Takes it to the goal, but missed the layup. Rebound knocked to the floor. Leah Macy takes it, and she'll do it herself across the timeline, coast to coast, all the way to the goal with a right-hand layup. It's in.
Yeah, awesome job going coast to coast. Leah Macy just dribbled right through the defense.
Nine for her. Now at the other end, Paleo, baseline left, will answer with a layup of her own.
Yeah, she just did an outstanding job creating space with a nice baby hook.
Paleo with 10. Macy, by the way, with 9. 35-20. Left angle drive for Tessa Miles. She gets tangled up with Tootie Jordan, and Jordan picks up her second personal. And team fifth, that means into the bonus is Bethlehem. Sacred Heart about to send in 5'10 junior Morgan Fry when they get the chance.
Yeah, that's one thing about Bethlehem. They are going to have to capitalize on these free throws to keep chipping away to reach the lead.
Tessa Miles with the first free throw. It's up and in. She's got 6 points. She's 72% this year at the line. Fry in, Jordan out for Sacred Heart. Tessa Miles with her team down by 14 launches the next free throw and connects. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 1:26 to go in the second quarter and the first half of play at this second round Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Sacred Heart 35, Bethlehem 22. This Dawhair's KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. Salutes Lions, Lyon County's Ty Rogers. In a six-year career, Rogers tallied 3,300 points. The class valedictorian averaged 32.3 points per game in his senior season before taking his sharpshooting skills to Western Kentucky University, where he won an ESPY. Roberts Insurance congratulates Lyon County's Ty Rogers, a member of the Dawhair's KHSAA Hall of Fame class of 2024. ...35-22 Sacred Heart with the lead in the ball. Again, under a minute and a half to go here in the first half. Johnson brings it across the line down the middle. Looks like a 2-3 Bethlehem zone. She'll run the right arc. Standing dribble on Clayton. Picks up the dribble. Left to right out front. Bender to the far side and Fry. Back out to Bender straight away. Johnson calls for it, takes it at the left wing, fakes the shot with a minute to play. Up top to Bender, around the right. Bender gets it right back, fires a three, and knocks it down.
That's one good thing about Sacred Heart is they all shoot the rock well.
Bender with seven. 38-22. Baseline drive. Scooping and scoring is Ashlyn Miles. Her first 2 points. Paleo at the right block, double teamed, triple teamed, and a reach and foul on Bethlehem. Yep. She was trying to front Paleo and
then Macy
wiped her on the arm.
Yeah, and Macy was already behind. That's nothing. She just needs to maintain her position.
Fourth foul on Bethlehem. Bender the catch after the inbound toward the right corner, driving to baseline. Kick inside the lane to the running Fry, who puts it off the window and in.
Fry is always in the correct places. They just do outstanding.
40-24, Sacred Heart. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Ashlyn Miles controls out at the logo. 16 seconds to go. Moves in, goes left to Tessa Miles. Works to her right, wide left, and back down to the right side of the key. Takes it to the block, to the baseline, to the goal. Tried to go for the shot. Blocked away, out of bounds with a foul on Sacred Heart with 5 seconds to go in the half. I think that's Bender. First foul on Bender. So Bethlehem will get two free throw opportunities in the person of Tessa Miles. First one up and in.
Got Reagan Bender, who is the niece of Donna Moyer. Just plays really good and just plays hard for her team.
Bethlehem sending in Gracie Osborne, 5'4 sophomore. Tessa Miles with another free throw opportunity, puts it on the way, back of the rim, front of the rim, a miss. Russell, the rebound, got it to Johnson from half court. She'll launch it and off the glass and no good, and that's how the half will end. Your score at the break, it's Sacred Heart 40, Bethlehem 25. Boy, Sacred Heart was really good in the first half, shooting 63%. As we're about to go down to the floor to our own Carl Nathy, as Carl awaits Coach Donna Moyer, who's right now huddled up with her assistant coaches. And she's headed Carl's way now. Here comes Carl. Let's take it, Carl.
All right, Chuck, thanks very much. Region 7 champs going for their fourth straight overall state title. Donna Moyer. First half, you got off to a great start, but
I know you're not happy with some of that second quarter.
No, you know, we're not stopping the ball on defense. And, you know, we're scoring, you know, we can score, but we got to get some more stops down here and quit putting them on the free throw line. They're way too good at free throw shooters to put them on the line like we've done.
You're shooting your free throw. I mean, your shooting percentage is very good. It's up in over the 60% mark.
Wow, I had no idea. But, you know, if we play some inside, outside, get it into AP, you know, and she can kick it out, or we're cutting. You know, Claire Russell was big for us that first half. She stepped up and made some good shots, and Reagan and Z hit a couple threes. So, you know, I feel good, but we gotta stop the ball on defense. It all starts with us with defense.
Good luck in the second half.
Hey, thank you very much.
Donna Moyer, coach of the Sacred Heart Valkyries, as they have the lead at halftime, 40-25 over Bethlehem of Bardstown. We'll continue. This is the Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinals fans. This is Luke Toy, principal at GRC High School. We want you to know how proud we are to be playing in the Sweet 16. Our teams are no strangers to this big stage, but it's special every time. I want to thank Clark County Public Schools for financing the Cardinal Caravan and bringing our community together in a unique and powerful way. We celebrate our student athletes for this amazing achievement, along with our cheerleaders, pep band members, and student media team who have been to every tournament game supporting our Cards. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The halftime show is brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Also, our Kentucky Beef Council protein power rebounder of the first half is Claire Russell of Sacred Heart. She has 7 rebounds, so she's tops in that category. Did you know, looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. That message from the Kentucky Beef Council. We're pleased to be joined at halftime of this game, which is led by Sacred Heart 40-25 over Bardstown's Bethlehem High School, by Dr. Emma Gross, physical therapist for UK Healthcare Outpatient Therapy. And Dr. Gross, first of all, what are we talking about? The field of physical therapy, I think, is sometimes people underrate it because it can do an awful lot. I've had a couple of times where I've needed physical therapy, and it's been a godsend. So, first of all, what is physical therapy all about?
We are all about getting people back to doing the things that they want to do in their lives. So we focus on patient-centered care. If you have problems moving your knee, we'll help you with that. We work with patients who have had strokes or spinal cord injuries to kind of find a new normal as they learn what life looks like after those injuries that we've had.
Now, in terms of the geographical region that you serve, it's not just Lexington, which is the home of UK Healthcare, but tell us about how far and wide you go.
Right. So we serve the greater Lexington area up into southern Ohio. We reach over into West Virginia, into Tennessee, the entire state of Kentucky. So we have patients from all over who drive to get any kind of therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy from our clinic.
Sometimes we ask people, and I'm kind of asking that of you, how you got interested in the field. But then the other thing, what makes it fun when you go to work is your patients inspire you sometimes. Absolutely. More than just the job itself, right?
Definitely. I work with patients who have had neurological injuries, so they have really undergone life-changing injuries, and they just come week by week with smiles on their faces, ready to work hard, ready to work through whatever problems they've encountered in their life just to be able to get out and live and enjoy life. So they are truly very inspiring and hardworking and very dedicated to their therapy.
Now, for high school students that might be listening, or their parents or even grandparents that might be listening to this broadcast across the state, how about preparing to be a physical therapist? What should you think about in terms of the undergraduate level, and that's what's required in the specialized education?
Right. So you have to have an undergraduate degree. A lot of times people will major in exercise physiology, exercise science, athletic training. You have to have a certain number of shadowing hours. So if you are interested, I would recommend getting in with a local clinic and, you know, shadowing different kinds of physical therapists in hospitals and outpatient clinics. And then you apply for PT school, and it's a 3-year doctorate program now.
Okay. Now, I know some people that are practitioners in physical therapy. We're going to take a break. I want to ask you about that a little bit more if we come back. It's 40 to 25, Sacred Heart, ahead of Bardstown Bethlehem High School. This is day 3 of the Sweet 16, determining who's going to the semifinals tomorrow. We'll continue. This is the Morgan Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Carl Nathie back courtside. The halftime score, Sacred Heart 40 and Bethlehem 25 here at the Girls Sweet 16 Mingy Beef Jerky 2024 edition. And our halftime guest is Dr. Emma Gross, physical therapist for UK Healthcare Outpatient Therapy. And Emma, you yourself are a proud graduate of the West Virginia University program. But I know the University of Kentucky has an outstanding nationally ranked program, part of the UK College of Health Sciences. But back to the practitioner part and becoming a physical therapist, I imagine it's like anything else in medicine. You have to stay current. I mean, there are new devices, new techniques, whatever. Go ahead.
Yes. So we focus highly on continuing education. We are required, in order to keep our licenses, to attend conferences and do research and read articles. And so that's really important to us. And UK has provided the clinic that I work at with really great technology, state of the art. And they really take our input for what is the best, most evidence-based, research-based technology so that our patients can have the best outcomes.
Last question. We only have about 30 seconds. Physical therapy, sometimes, you know, there are times when you absolutely have to have surgery, but sometimes there's injuries where if you give physical therapy a shot, you can get a lot better without going through the surgery.
Definitely. We would be happy to treat anyone who feels like they would like to give therapy a more, it's a more conservative route and a lot of times does have really good results. And a lot of times we're able to prevent further injury with the physical therapy.
Our guest has been Dr. Emma Gross, physical therapist, UK Healthcare Outpatient Therapy. Emma, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And you continued success. We're at halftime, 40-25, Sacred Heart over Bethlehem. We'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump & Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump & Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Carl Lathy here with Bethlehem Banshees head coach Jason Clark, and that second quarter went a lot better for you. Tough team, Sacred Heart, but you made some progress in that second quarter. What do you need to do over the third and fourth?
We just need to settle down and play our game. We got a little rattled there in the first quarter. Our transition defense actually kind of hurt us there in that first quarter, and I think they got 8 to 10 points off that. If you take that away, we're right there in the ball game. So, tell the girls to concentrate on getting back on defense, and we'll see where we go.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Coach Jason Clark of the Bethlehem Banshees, as they trail by 15, 40-25, but really a very competitive second quarter by them, Chuck. And Julie, as we go back to you, and we will keep you posted throughout the second half, and we've got two of the best at it, Chuck and Julie, and the Moorhead State University Voice of the Eagles. Chuck Morales, you take it away, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Carl. Well, before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Don't be like me. I have to call a hazmat unit to put them on standby before I do any kind of a home improvement project. 40-25, Sacred Heart with the lead over Bethlehem. And if you're Bethlehem, Julie, we heard what Jason Clark had to say. Got to get back on defense. That killed them in the first quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. And the guards cannot go rebound. They have to go make sure that they make it back to try to stop that the run in transition.
Good news for Bethlehem. They'll have the basketball to inbound. Far side midcourt, that will be Leah Macy. Macy, 9 points in the first half, 6 rebounds. What a player. Bethlehem has the ball. Tessa Miles at the left sideline. Trying to move in, can't do it. Spins it back out high right to Thurman. She'll drive the angle. Got to the goal, lays it up. It'll roll off no good, but she's able to draw a foul. She'll get a couple of free throws.
Looks like Reagan Bender will be tapping for the foul.
And for Bender, her second, first of the half on either team. Thurman line right for two. First one good. Thurman now 7 points. Averages about 14 a contest. Thurman with the next one. Three teammates peel off to go to the other end already. She sinks it. And now Bethlehem within 13 looking for a stop as Sacred Heart comes across. Shot 63% in the first half. Jordan at the left sideline backs it up. Right elbow, Paleo. Back to the corner, Jordan. Along the far wing, Bender. Couple of bounces, high left to Russell coming back. Left of the lane, Johnson. Back to Russell at the baseline. Kicks it out to Johnson. Back to Paleo, near side of the paint. Back to Johnson, cutting down the lane, puts it off the window and in.
Johnson doing an outstanding job being able to find the seam in the defense and muscle it in.
She's got 12 points. It's 42-27. Paleo, or rather Macy, on the drive. Right angle shot off the glass and nothing else. Rebound ricochets away to Paleo. Got it to Johnson. Down the floor, Jordan. Ahead to Bender. Knocked away and stolen, though, by Macy. Macy weaves around Paleo. Got to the offensive end toward the left corner. Open. Three ball put up. Spins out for Thurman. Offensive rebound. Put back, yes, off the left angle from Tessa Miles. And that was a right-way auto glass off the glass bank shot. Russell to Johnson. And Russell, before she whipped off the pass, traveled.
Possibly Bethlehem Banshees might be making a run.
Tessa Miles with 10 points, by the way, after that last bucket. Big possession for Bethlehem, down by 13, 42-29. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Tessa Miles, left wing, drives free throw line, bounce to the right side to Ashlyn Miles, threw it away out of bounds at the baseline. And for Bethlehem, turnover number 7. Bethlehem will retreat on defense inside the half-court line as Tootie Jordan brings it down central across the midcourt stripe. Left wing coming out, Bender. Bender looking, popping out front. Johnson for the basketball, right side. Jordan coming down the baseline, peels back and leaves it at the far wing for Bender. Bounce right at the lane, Paleo. Double team looking toward the corner. Tootie Jordan had it. Crossover dribble, got to the baseline, to the goal with a layup and count it.
Tootie Jordan just weaves her way in for two.
Five for her, it's 44-29. Tessa Miles, high right, she'll drive in to the right block, scoop it up, it sticks on the back of the goal, dribbles off no good, Bender the board for Sacred Heart. Reagan Bender to the offensive end, just inside the right hash, chased by two defenders. Ball to Paleo from Russell at the right block, knocked away out of bounds by Macy.
Yeah, nice defense by Leah Macy with a nice block.
Russell will inbound for Sacred Heart, right baseline, front court. Looks for Paleo. Instead, to the far side, wide open. Bender for three. Got
it. Nails it.
She's in double figures with 10. It's now 47-29. Sacred Heart. Tessa Miles. Toward the left elbow, Macy. Spinning left into a double team. Knocked away from her. Got it back far side. With it, Thurman. Driving left angle from 7. Puts it off the glass and through.
Carly Thurman with a nice layup.
She's into double figures, 10 points. 47-31, Bender at the near side. Out to Johnson, straight away for three. Heel of the iron, no. Macy with a rebound, flying into her. Claire Russell for a foul. Claire Russell second. And for Sacred Heart, number 2 in the third quarter. Inbound Macy to Thurman. Under 5 minutes to go in the third. She'll leave it for Tessa Miles, who now comes across the center line. Tessa Miles leaves it left hash to Thurman, knocked out of her hands. And we've got a foul again on Sacred Heart. And I believe that's going to go on Russell again. Yes, that's her third. And number three on Sacred Heart as Morgan Fry quickly checks in for Russell for the Valkyries. And head coach Donna Moyer. Tessa Miles, left hash inbound. Into Macy on the hop between the circles. Ashlyn Miles. Out for it, Thurman. Thurman down the right arc. Hands it there to Clayton. Back to the corner, Thurman. Thurman down low. No one's home, and it's picked off by Johnson with the steal. Down the floor to Bender, left of the lane. The scoop with the right hand, it's in.
What a laser sharp pass to Bender with the superb layup.
That's a jailbreaker. Fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Right baseline, Ashlyn Miles. Looks for help, turns instead, tries to put it up. Air ball taken down, Paleo to Johnson. Sacred Heart on the run. Left baseline, Fry, kick out near side, Bender. She'll angle in, the runner with one hand from three. In and out, Macy the board for Bethlehem. They're down 49-31. A bounce ahead, high right to Tessa Miles. Right baseline on the drive. Thurman tripped up by Tootie Jordan, who has her third personal.
Yeah, Tootie tried to rely on, try to knock the ball with her hand instead of moving her feet and cut off the baseline.
Fourth team foul on Sacred Heart. In for the Valkyries, Addison Kincaid, a 6'3" junior for Paleo. Macy after the inbound, right block extended, and she flattened Johnson. She's called for a charge as she tried to turn and go to the goal. First foul on Leah Macy. Didn't like the call much.
Yeah, looks like Zakiya Johnson. She's kind of holding her backside a little bit because she did take a hard fall on the charge.
49-31, Sacred Heart with the lead in the ball. 3:48 to play, third quarter. Fry out front from Jordan. Left wing coming out, Bender. Bender on Tessa Miles. Right to left up top, Johnson. Back to the goal, Kincaid. To Johnson at the left wing, double team to Fry. Left of the paint. To Bender. Bender driving to the right block to the goal with a right-hand scoop. She's knocked down. Shot will go for two, and she's fouled. She'll get a free throw.
Yeah, nice and-one shot for Reagan Bender. After talking with some of the coaches on Sacred Heart, it looks like Reagan Bender might have an opportunity. She has to make a decision after the state tournament sometime to whether she wants to go to Louisville or Western.
Well, she makes the free throw. 15 points for her. That foul, by the way, on Tessa Miles, her third. Second on Bethlehem. Macy left block, the runner. Off the side of the rim, no. And a foul on the rebound. As Johnson took down the board, I think this will go on Ashlyn Miles. It does. That's her second personal. And the third on Bethlehem. 52-31, Sacred Heart in control. And the Valkyries with the basketball. Left of the logo, offensive end. Here comes Jordan. Skip between the circles, Fry. Left side coming out, Bender at the arc on Tessa Miles. Bounce to the throw line to Kincaid. Kick out to the right side, Jordan. Baseline right, the drive. The runner from five, no. Offensive rebound. Bender partially blocked. Tessa Miles to the offensive end for Bethlehem. She'll penetrate, try the runner, blocked from behind by Kincaid, out of bounds, and they'll give it to Bethlehem, baseline right on the inbound as we have a media timeout. 2:53 left to go, third quarter at the Minky Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. The second round contest has Sacred Heart on top of Bethlehem, 52-31. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
Sacred Heart with 2:53 to go in the third in this quarterfinal round contest, and the Sweet 16 leads Bethlehem 52-31. Looking at some of the numbers, Sacred Heart shooting 59.5% from the field. Bethlehem 30% rebounding, 22-18 Sacred Heart. Turnovers 9-7 Bethlehem, and they've held Liam Macy talking about Sacred Heart to just 9 points thus far. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Macy right of the lane for an 11-foot jumper. In and out, no. Fry the rebound for Sacred Heart to Johnson. Long feed down the left sideline. Wide open Bender for the triple. Curls out of the iron, no good. Fight for the rebound and knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Carly Thurman of Bethlehem, so it will be Sacred Heart basketball. Inbounding, Jordan. Jordan looking, near corner, Bender. Open again, she'll try another three. Rolls off the rim, no. Johnson offensive rebound, putback try wouldn't go. Rebound ricochets out to Jordan, free throw line to Johnson. Right corner for three, this time it's good.
What a huge three-point shot by Zakiya Johnson.
She has 15 points, 55-31. It's all Sacred Heart. Down at the other end, Carly Thurman tries to wrap around and score a layup. It goes all the way to the top of the glass, bounces off, and goes out of bounds.
The Banshees are just frustrated at this point.
Fry will inbound, full court Bethlehem pressure. Inbound to Jordan, knocked away a near steal by Ashlyn Miles, but she lost it at the Banshees bench. Morgan Fry will inbound from there in the Sacred Heart backcourt. Fry back toward the baseline. Jordan ahead to Kincaid. Back to Jordan across the line. Left of the logo. Fry holds high. Wide left and back out to the emblem. And Jordan near the center line. Jordan coming forward to Fry. Left of the logo. She'll work toward the right hash. Pick it up. Look. Bounce down the sideline to Kincaid. Kincaid looking. Holding. She'll play it to the deck on Macy to the right baseline. Spin left to the right block. Off it goes to Morgan Fry and back out to Kincaid. Kincaid out front to the cutting Jordan down the middle of the lane. Leaves it down low for Fry, who scores the layup.
Yeah, Sacred Heart just carved out the defense. Outstanding passing and outstanding movement through the zone.
57-31, Macy right block. Double team puts up the tough shot from the baseline from seven out. Missed it. Kincaid the rebound, threw it up the right sideline. Missed Jordan. Out of bounds it goes. And a turnover for Sacred Heart. That would be number eight. Bender will come out of the ball game, and she'll be replaced, I think, by Aaliyah Holbrook. Also coming in, Claire Russell. She'll return to the lineup. First time we've seen Holbrook, a 5'4 senior. Bethlehem offensive end, Thurman high right with a minute 16 to go in the third. To the near side of the lane, picked away by Johnson. Johnson one-on-one now throws it back to Jordan off her hands and also off the hands of Holbrook and out of bounds at the baseline. But I think they're going to give it to Sacred Heart. Whoa.
Yeah, what happened was he had Tootie and Holbrook running in the same lanes, and they were just confused on who was supposed to receive the pass.
Well, inbound caught, shot by Holbrook from three-point land right wing. Missed it, tie up on the rebound. Ball ripped loose and out of bounds it goes, and this time it's Bethlehem basketball. With 1:02 to go in the third, 26-point Sacred Heart lead. Carly Thurman down central across the timeline. Works on Jordan toward the left hash. Leave it there, Tessa Miles. Left elbow, Macy. She pounds her way to the block. Feeds up a shot off the glass. Spins out of the cylinder. No good. Johnson a rebound. Triple teamed inside and fouled.
Yeah, Leah Macy is struggling with her field goal tonight. It's 4 of 14. Perhaps the size and the strength from Sacred Heart is making that difficult for her.
Tessa Miles with the foul. That's number four on Bethlehem, and that's also number four on Tessa Miles, who comes out. Full court, Bethlehem pressure. Claire Russell inbounds to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline, works up top, left of the key to the block, tries to go up for a shot, knocked loose. And she'll be at the line after a foul. And that's on Leah Macy, her second for Bethlehem, number five. And two-shot foul situation for Zakiya Johnson, line left. Johnson, the first one up and in. Emily Howe in for Tootie Jordan for Sacred Heart. Earlier coming in for Bethlehem was Kaylee McElroy, a 5'4 freshman. Second free throw, Johnson, nothing but net. 17 markers for her. Paleo returns to the Sacred Heart lineup. 39.3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sacred Heart up big time, 59-31. Bethlehem with the basketball. Thurman clears the timeline, works up top. Right wing, Clayton. Right corner, McElroy. Dribbles up the arc, spins back to her right to the baseline, and she runs into a Sacred Heart player, but we've got a foul on Sacred Heart.
Yeah, it looks like number 13, Aaliyah Holbrook, will get her with the body.
Foul number five of the quarter for Sacred Heart. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. McElroy, a free throw up and a miss. She just came into this game recently. Scoreless, of course. Second free throw. Puts it on the way, and now she's on the board as she cans it. 59-32 with 23 seconds to go. Sacred Heart in front. Kincaid left wing to Russell. Russell dribbles it back out. Goes to Holbrook. Holbrook up top. To Paleo to the near side to Howe. She'll angle in. Free throw line to Russell. Wide right. Back to Holbrook. Near side in the corner. Howe. Back along the wing. Holbrook. Holbrook jumps into a three-pointer and misses it as the horn sounds to end the third quarter. Three quarters in the books in the second round girls Sweet 16 contest, and it's Sacred Heart 59, Bethlehem 32. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes. As easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send or receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report. Head coach Jason Clark in a tough situation for Bethlehem, the Banshees. But he's telling his team, hey, we battle. That's our tradition. We battle. Keep going at them. Let's do what we can. It's 57, or maybe 59-32, a 27-point deficit for Bethlehem against Sacred Heart as we go back to Chuck and Julie.
And let's muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit the dairyalliance.com. Sacred Heart offensive end, left wing Bender. Couple of bounces to her right. To the corner, Johnson for three. Side of the rim, no floor rebound. Johnson got it right back. Takes it to the lane and now backs it out front. Wide right she goes, high left to Russell. Russell dancing to her right. Taking her time to Kincaid, wide left. She'll put it to the deck on Ashlyn Miles to the hole. Puts up a shot off the glass, no, whistle foul. And it's Ashlyn Miles with her third foul. first of the quarter on Bethlehem. Kincaid, line left for two. Kincaid has not scored in the game. Free throw up, heel of the iron, rolls off. Kincaid, now 4 of 11 this year from the free throw line. 6'3" junior launches the next one off the rim. That won't go. Floor rebound bounces off the foot of Ashlyn Miles. Out of bounds, right back to Sacred Heart. All the bounces have been going the Valkyries' way in this contest.
Yeah, that was a good hit, a play by Zakiya Johnson, and she was able to get a one-hand rebound and bounce it off the opponent's foot.
Inbound to Paleo in the lane, but stolen by Ashlyn Miles. One-on-one with Johnson to the hole with a layup and a miss. Bender the board inside the paint for Sacred Heart. She's tied up there. Jump ball called. Possession like Bethlehem. Carly Thurman, the Banshees inbounder, baseline left, far corner Macy, back to Thurman on the catch, gets around Russell straight away, open for three, and missing is Clayton. And now Russell tied up as she got the rebound for Sacred Heart again, and this time, though, the Valkyries have the possession light, so they get the ball. Kincaid will put the ball in. Against full court pressure by Bethlehem. Short feed in, Johnson up the far sideline on Clayton. Right at the logo, enters the offensive end between the circles, knocked away. Johnson dives on top of it at midcourt with two Banshee defenders on top of her.
Looks like Donna Moyer got a timeout before that happened. She's going to take a full timeout.
7:07 to play, and Sacred Heart in control, 59-32. Sacred Heart still shooting it well, 53.3% to just 26% for Bethlehem, rebounding 32-19, Sacred Heart. Let's go to Carl.
Time for our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award, and this time it goes to the team of women volunteers who help coordinate and judge the cheerleading competitions at this week's Girls Sweet 16 and at next week's Boys Sweet 16. Each school's cheerleading squad is judged on their efforts during the first round games of the tournaments. Lucy Moore, a former teacher and cheerleading coach in Rowan County, is joined by Gwen Saylor, Carol Mullins, Donna Tackett, and Maury Bedwill. And the administrative oversight provided by KHSAA Assistant Commissioner Sarah Bridenbaugh. That's our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. One thing I wanted to point out to Chuck and Julie, get your thoughts on how Sacred Heart coach Donna Moyer might approach the stretch run of this game, since they likely will not only play the 1:30 game tomorrow, but they'll have a chance perhaps to play in the championship tomorrow night. So 1:30 and 7:30, got two games tomorrow. You'd like to get as much rest as possible, I would think, for the starters. Back to you.
I would agree, Carl. I think they may pull it out and use some clock when they can.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, is I don't know how quick that Donna is going to go to her bench and start emptying the bench to get the starters rest.
Left hash inbound offensive end for Sacred Heart. This will be Kincaid dropping it in outside the left hash to Johnson, coming right to the logo. Bethlehem man-to-man, Johnson working on Clayton. To the right block, knocked away. It's stolen, and now it's knocked away out of bounds by Kincaid, out of the hands of Ashlyn Miles, so Bethlehem will keep the basketball after that steal. Miles drops it into Thurman. Thurman down the middle, leaves it at the logo for Leah Macy, one-on-one with Zakiya Johnson, two of the state's best players. Macy on the run, to the right block, to the baseline, to the goal, lays it up and in. She's into double figures. That is her first basket of the second half. She has 11 points. Now Paleo wide open down the floor. Left block to Bender. Tied up as she tries a shot. Macy takes it out of her hands. Tessa Miles the other way. Penetrates. Wing right to Thurman, the runner from the baseline. Off the glass, off the rim, no. Offensive rebound. Macy put back good.
Here come the Banshees. Chipping away.
13 from Macy. It's now 59-36. Sacred Heart. 6:14 to play. Left wing, holding it on her left hip. Russell, who now plays it down with the right hand. Back out straight away, right to left, Kincaid. Far side, Bender. Bender on Thurman. To her left and high right to Johnson. Right block, Kincaid. Inside the lane, Paleo from 10. In and out, no. Left block, rebound, Macy. And we've got a foul on Sacred Heart. And This one goes on Claire Russell, her fourth. First of the fourth quarter for Sacred Heart as a team. Kincaid comes out and trying to see who replaced her. Not sure. We'll pick it up as we go along. Macy, left of the lane. Fades and fires from the block. Blocked by Johnson off the hardwood. Russell has it for Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart with Russell, Johnson, Jordan, Bender, and Paleo on the floor. And here's a pass to Paleo in the right corner that eludes her and goes out of bounds. A turnover for Sacred Heart, which is number 13. Bethlehem has 11 on the flip side. 5.5 to go. Sacred Heart by 23. Thurman between the circles on Jordan. Left to right. Tessa Miles down the right arc. Cuts to the block to the baseline with a right-hand lap. It will spin and go in.
Yeah, she just had a great behind-the-back dribble and was able to muscle it in for two. A nice layup.
12 points for her. Bender at the far side at the arc. Holding, looking. Drives the angle. Got to the left block. Shot blocked by Macy. Macy has it slapped away from her, but was picked up by Clayton, who got it to Ashlyn Miles. Knocked away from her to Thurman. Thurman throws it, where it's rejected and goes right back to her. To the right corner, three ball put up and missed by Clayton. Ball ricochets all the way out to the top of the key. Macy tracks it down. Clayton, another three from the right side. That wouldn't go in. And Claire Russell, the rebound for Sacred Heart. Right sideline, Jordan, cross court, left wing, offensive end, Bender. Near corner, Johnson. Left of the lane, Russell faces up on her defender. Ashlyn Miles, now she'll wheel back out front and leave it for Jordan. Jordan, right to left, looking for the cutting Johnson. Got around Clayton for the reverse layup, scores it, whistle foul. She got a free throw to boot.
Yeah, she just did a great job being able to take her defender away from the basket and had a nice backdoor cut.
Clayton with the foul would be her second. And for Bethlehem, number two. We'll take a trip to Moorhead. The trip from Sacred Heart to Louisville to Moorhead covers 141 miles. If you're coming to see us from Bardstown, Bethlehem, settle in for a 126-mile road trip. Free throw missed by Johnson. Tessa Miles the other way, drives down the middle of the lane. Missed it, got it back, and scored it. To 40, though. Sacred Heart leads. 4:05 to go. Russell down the right sideline, back tapped. And a foul on Thurman, her third. Third foul on Bethlehem, 4:02 to play. Bender, right hash inbound. All the way across toward the left hash. Paleo back behind her on the hop, leaves it for Russell. Trap, right hash across to Jordan. Jordan coming out. Bender up top. Free throw line. Back to the goal. Paleo to Jordan. Down low. Bender layup. Yes.
Yeah, Tootie Jordan just did a great job with the assist.
63-40. Now down at the other end. Tessa Miles pass almost knocked in the goal. Paleo the rebound as it hit the iron. Bender now down the right wing. Leaves in the corner. Jordan launching a three. Rims off. No. Baseline left. Board to Leah Macy, down the floor to the running Thurman, all the way down with a layup, and it's no good, but she was fouled. I think Tootie Jordan got her from behind.
Looks like we're going to have Coach Donna Moore is going to start clearing the bench here momentarily.
Fourth foul on Jordan. Team second on Sacred Heart comes with 3:20 left to play. Thurman is line right, where she will shoot two. First one on the way and good.
We got number 23, Caroline Austin, and Abigail Wolf, number 34, checking into the lineup, replaces Paleo and Jordan.
Carly Thurman with 11 points, looking for number 12. 6 of 7 at the line, make her 7 of 8 as she dumps it in. 63-42, full court Bethlehem pressure, inbound to Morgan, to Austin. Across the line to Wolf, left side, Russell, and back out to Johnson. Baseline left, Austin open from 15, okay. And she knocks it down.
Superb mid-range jumper.
Points for the 5'8 junior, 65-42. Tessa Miles weaving through traffic to the lane with a finger roll layup off the glass and in.
It's like Tessa Miles with 14 points to lead her team with all scores.
65-44 with 2:47 to play.
Sacred Heart controls the basketball and the game. Cutting, Johnson, left block, fades, fires, and connects.
That was a beautiful fadeaway by Zakiah Johnson.
You know, they're not slowing down the tempo. Here comes Tessa Miles again with a drive and a scoop layup and a score.
Make that 16 points for Tessa Miles.
Foul on the play. It's on Claire Russell, her fifth. She just fouled out. With 2:31 left to play, 67 for Sacred Heart, 46 for Bethlehem. We'll step aside with, again, 2:31 to go here at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turflin. Expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is
chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients, calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. Those are the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland dairy farmers. Tessa Miles will be line right. Miles in this ballgame, 16 points, 3 of 4 at the stripe, trying to finish off a three-point play after being fouled in the act. Emily Howe is checked back in for Sacred Heart with Claire Russell fouling out. Miles free throw in. 17 for her. 2:30 left to go. Full court Bethlehem pressure down 67-47. Howe had it. Johnson across the line to Wolf. High left bender, down low, Osting dropped it. Baseline left, she recovers, throws it back out to Howe, but it's tipped away and stolen by Ashlyn Miles. One-on-one with Johnson, she'll miss the layup. Rebound Clayton, she'll circle back out to her left to Macy. Macy comes into the paint from 13. That jumper won't go. Bender floor rebound inside the lane. Flies it down the floor to Osting. Cross-court Johnson at the near wing. Down low to Wolf. Has it slapped away, but got it back at the left baseline. To Johnson, to Bender, high right, Austin, down low, Wolf, left-hand layup on the reverse and scores.
Yes, number 34, Wolf with a nice shot.
And Tessa Miles with a Euro step and trying to get to the goal has it knocked out of her hands, her shot rejected. The last touch by her, apparently, because Sacred Heart will have the ball. Now, Bethlehem emptying its bench with 1:41 left to go, down 69-47.
We got number 5, Sloan Smith, 21, Caroline Mattingly, number 30, Kaylee McElroy, and number 33, Lauren Macy, little sister to Leah Macy.
Morgan Fry back in for Sacred Heart. Kincaid will inbound. Valkyries with the ball. Controlling is Emily Howe. Howe down the right sideline, leaves it for Fry. She'll dribble it back out to Osting to the near side and Kincaid. Cross court right side. Osting fakes, driving, gets it down low to Wolf. Has it slapped out of her hands. Left of the lane, Fry. To Howe, to Osting. She'll try a triple, won't go wide right. Fry, the rebound, gets tangled up with two Bethlehem players and one of them will get a foul. And that will belong to Lauren Macy. Fourth foul on Bethlehem. In the ball game is Aaliyah Holbrook for Sacred Heart. Morgan Fry, baseline left with 1:15 to go, inbounding for Sacred Heart. Left block to Wolf. to Fry in the lane. The three-footer off the glass and through. Fry with six. Down at the other end, a steal for Emily Howe as the long feed was plucked out of the air by Howe, and she stepped out of bounds as she couldn't quite keep her balance moving toward the near sideline.
Number 23, Taylor James, checks in for the Banshees. Replaces number 5, Sloan Smith.
71-47, Sacred Heart about to advance. Inbounding is Gracie Osborne. In it comes to Kaylee McElroy at the near side. Spinning, looking for help toward the corner, and we've got a timeout taken by Bethlehem head coach Jason Clark with 57.5 seconds to play. Bethlehem left with three timeouts, three for Sacred Heart as well. What a dominant performance in this ballgame by Sacred Heart. UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments.
It's nice of both clubs to be able to empty the bench and let the youth play.
Bethlehem with a front court inbound, right sideline. Gracie Osborne puts it in to McElroy, right of the logo. Takes it down the left wing. Off a screen she goes and turns right, then lost her dribble out of bounds. 15th Bethlehem turnover. They'll make a couple of lineup changes. Neely Cheek coming in along with Sloan Smith. Cheek of 4'11 and a half freshman. Smith, a 5'5 freshman. Sacred Heart controls. Emily Howe high left to Fry with 42 seconds to play. Out to Osting straight away. Back to the goal, Wolf at the free throw line. Kicks it high right to Holbrook toward the near corner. Howe for three. Bottom of the iron, no. Rebound, Osting knocked away, and she'll control though as she wheels back out to the far sideline to her left and up top. Wide right, Holbrook controls, near side to Howe, left to the lane. With it, Holbrook, or check that, Osting tried to get to the goal, but she traveled and turned it over. 15 seconds to go in this ball game. Sacred Heart 71, Bethlehem 47. Bethlehem enters the offensive end, and the dribble lost by Zoe Thurman at the right sideline. And out of bounds at the Banshees bench. So another turnover for Bethlehem, number 16. 6 seconds to go. Sacred Heart with the basketball. Controlling is Holbrook across the line where she dribbles out the rest of the clock, and this ball game is over. And Sacred Heart advancing into tomorrow's semifinals of this year's Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. A dominant performance by the Valkyries, who knock off Bethlehem 71-47. They shot almost 54% from the field, won the rebounding battle 37-27. As we're about to go down on the floor, Carl Nathy should have our player of the game in just a moment, I do believe.
We're ready. We're ready.
All right, let's go down to Carl.
And we are here with our Blue Oval electrifying player of the game. It's Zakiah Johnson of Sacred Heart. The Valkyries victorious again tonight. And you had 21 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Pretty good all-around game.
Yes, today was kind of just like a facilitating game, kind of spread the sheet out a little bit. But my teammates did get a lot out of it, too. My passing does help a lot. But I know if I'm down, then my team is probably going to be down, too. So I try to stay as spread out as possible, as versatile as possible. And as long as I'm good there and my team's good, we're all good.
Sacred Heart is going for the 4th straight title. You've done it the last 3 years. What are the prospects going into tomorrow?
Definitely just one by one. We can't look past the Final Four game because we have to go through that game to get to the championship. So we're just going to take it step by step, one by one, and get through it.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
And that is Zakiah Johnson of Sacred Heart, our electrifying player of the game, presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at BlueOvalSK.com. Final score, 71 Sacred Heart.
47. Bethlehem will continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A-Metal.com.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is the home of a nurturing and dynamic learning environment. From the day our students enter our preschool to the day they walk across the stage as proud graduates, we do what it takes to foster leadership and lifelong learning. Clark County Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
We are your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
So, Sacred Heart, the three-time defending state champion, advances into the semifinals of this year's Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 with a strong performance in knocking off Bethlehem by a score of 71-47. Sacred Heart tomorrow will be playing in the 1:30 game against the winner of the final ball game of today, Cooper or Henderson. The early game tomorrow in the semis will pit McCracken County against Butler. And our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the game is Leah Macy of Bethlehem. She had 14 boards. Fine effort by the 6'2 star of Bethlehem, just a junior. And did you know that beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. Let's go ahead and step aside right now. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game. You love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Once again, Sacred Heart advancing into the semifinals of this year's Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. In just a moment, we'll hear from Sacred Heart head coach Donna Moyer. Her team beats Bethlehem to move on 71-47 with that victory. Sacred Heart now on the year 29-7. The only seven losses that the Valkyries have had occurred against out-of-state opponents during the regular season. No team in Kentucky has beaten Sacred Heart this year. For Jason Clark, his Bethlehem Banshees, good year. They'll finish up at 27-9 as the Region 5 champions. And look forward to coming back here next year. For Sacred Heart, they'll look for a dominant fourth straight state title tomorrow. And again, they'll be playing either Cooper or Henderson County in the afternoon contest at 1:30. Those two teams about to meet in just a little bit here on the floor of Rupp Arena. Sacred Heart tonight, dominant at both ends of the floor, shooting almost 54%, outboarding Bethlehem by 10, and they look like a team prepped to go for another run at the state title, and they've been very good here in recent years, and they were very good here tonight against a team that I have a lot of respect for in the Bethlehem Banshees. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Julie Munz as we await Donna Moyer down in the media room. And we'll go ahead and start looking at some of the numbers, then we'll go to Donna. Bethlehem had three players in double figures. It was Tessa Miles who led the way with 17 points, 13 for Leah Macy, 12 for Carly Thurman. Only two other players scored for the Banshees, Ashlyn Miles with four, and Kaylee McElroy with one. Bethlehem, 16 of 51 from the floor, 31.4%. 2 of 11 outside the arc, 13 of 17 at the line, out-rebounded 37-27. Bethlehem with 12 offensive rebounds, 5 assists, 16 turnovers, 5 blocks, 9 steals. By the way, 14 of their rebounds went to Leah Macy. Right now we're getting set to go down to the media room and hear from Sacred Heart head coach Donna Moyer. And she's walking up to the podium from what we understand right now, and here she is.
I'd just like to congratulate these girls. They really played hard tonight. They followed the game plan. You know, last night after we won, we went home, we watched a lot of film. We did a walkthrough this morning at Transylvania. And in our defensive scheme, they pulled it off great, and I can't thank them enough. And you know, offensively, we you know, they were really pressuring Z, and we got some really good looks and made some shots, and it was fun.
Once again, that was Sacred Heart head coach Donna Moyer. Her 29-17, moving on into the semifinals of this year's Girls Sweet 16. Let's take a look at the numbers for the Valkyries in this contest. They also had three players in double figures in terms of scoring. Zakiya Johnson led the way with a game-high 21 points. Reagan Bender with 17 markers, 10 for Angelina Paleo. 8 points, Claire Russell before she fouled out. Tootie Jordan with 5. 6 points for Morgan Fry, 2 each. Carolyn Osting and Abigail Wolf. Sacred Heart, 30 of 56 from the field, almost 54%. 6 of 20 outside the arc, 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 37-27. Claire Russell's 11 boards led the Valkyries, who had 12 offensive rebounds, 27 assists, including 8 by Jordan, 16 turnovers, 6 blocks, and 7 steals. Again, the final score in this second round game of the Girls Sweet 16. It was Sacred Heart 71, Bethlehem 47. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
And the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Julie Munz provided analysis and color. Carl Nathy hosted the broadcast and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Chuck Morales, who brought you the play-by-play. The final score, once again, Sacred Heart 71, Bethlehem 47. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington, this is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.